On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing. Whatever.
Tory Weekend. It's Vampire Weekend with Tory.
All right.
Is that a group, Vampire Weekend?
It sure is. How do you know these hip things? I don't know. I'm suspicious.
Well, the names, they filter into my brain, but I don't know what they are.
Okay.
I thought it was a movie series.
No, well, you have hip kids, so they could rub off on you.
No. My kids don't rub on me. That's disgusting.
Yeah. All right, Mr. Trump.
Oh, man, Mr. Trump.
You know what they are this Halloween? There's Drumpkins. Have you seen them?
No.
We'll have to talk about this on ECAT, because then George can put an awesome graphic up of Donald Trump pumpkin heads called Drumpkins.
Really?
I swear,
so it's
awesome.
So it's going to be a costume?
No, just the pumpkins. They carve them and put wigs on them.
Oh.
And it's his head.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
And they're
cool.
Scaring the neighbors.
I love it.
Yeah.
That's scaring me.
I know. I have to get one. I need a Drumpkin in my life with pictures of it.
Wow. I'm just getting so sick of it. I wish the election was tomorrow so this would just be over with and I could just commit suicide properly.
Is he going down in flames? I mean, it seems to be. That's what I'm watching.
He's going down in flames except for his customer base.
Right.
He's doing very, very, he loves that. They love that
oh
stuff.
My gosh.
They just,
There's something wrong.
It's professional wrestling. It's professional wrestling.
Okay, I like that analogy. You're right.
And he was involved in that, too. He made appearances on many of those shows.
I believe it.
I know.
He made appearances in dressing rooms, too, apparently, of teenage girls.
Correct.
Okay.
But it's okay, because he was the owner of the pageant, you see.
Well, I heard 28 different Republicans so far. That's what I've seen have bailed. There's probably more, but that's why I went through this slideshow of, you know, Carly Fiorina.
Well, they bail and they don't, because if they get a feel that in their district where they're running, if they're very Trumpian, then they'll leave it alone. But if they feel like they're...
Oh, that's right. It's going to affect their voting.
That's all they care about. You know, they say, I don't want to... How can I face my children? That's not why. It's because they don't want to be attached or they should be. He's going after Bill Clinton and all of the affairs he
had. Right, I heard that.
And I just... So he's going to make it as sleazy as possible, which is going to alienate more
people. And Bill
Clinton's
not running for president.
That's the thing. I don't understand why he's going there.
Because Hillary backs him. She enables him. She backs him up. Like, your wives don't.
That's exactly... Tori, thank you. Thank you so much. I'll send you a thank you card for
all
that
right,
comment.
I'll wait for it.
Because that's the point. If it's your husband, you back them up no matter what. And... They patched it up. They figured it out. He hasn't been doing that since.
And you can't be a witness against your spouse. So I think a lot of these people get married because then they can't. Oh, yeah,
I'm
sorry,
people,
I can't testify.
A lot of people do leave their husbands, but how could that be possible? That she was the first lady in the White House. She was a prominent lawyer. Wanted to have a political career. How could she divorce him at that point or at any point if they were able to patch it up? So kudos to her for not breaking up the family. He had a sexual problem.
And I wish
Donald would admit that, too.
He's still having one, apparently. And we're getting more and more about it.
Donald's excuse is, yes, I talk like that, but so does he.
Yeah.
It's so much of a high school little backyard thing. Well, he does it, and he does it worse than I do.
And they interviewed athletes in locker rooms, a couple of them, I think, and they said, we don't talk like that.
No, you know who didn't answer and just walked away? Tom Brady wouldn't answer that question.
And maybe he just wants to stay out of the whole thing. No, he's got enough problems.
Because he likes his little friend Orange Head.
are they friends?
Yeah, they're friends.
No.
Well, I don't know what
Drumpkin?
Friends are. I don't know about friends.
Brady's going to get his own Drumpkin if he doesn't be careful.
Well, again, Tom Brady could stand in the middle of Boston and shoot somebody, and his fans would still be with him.
Speaking of Boston, and did you hear about the latest Simpson episode?
No.
The Simpsons went to Boston.
The cartoon show?
The cartoon show. And then Homer was holding in his hand a beer. It said Brockton's Best.
Get out.
It's all over the news. Yeah, and Bill Carpenter's even talking about, we can make beer here. Isn't that like a kudos to Brockton for making beer pretend beer? That's awesome.
So Bill Carpenter, the mayor of Brockton, is walking around being proud that he's in a cartoon show.
Well, yeah, it could be. I guess Bill could be Homer, huh?
I mean, seriously.
I hope he's listening. Hi, Bill.
Just, I'll get off the Trump thing in a second. I played this on yesterday's show. I think it's just so important.
It's all important, yeah.
It's only like 30 seconds long. This woman, Barbara Ress, R-E-S, she was Trump's construction assistant for like 15, 18 years. And she worked very closely with him. They saw each other every day. She was in charge of the architects, the construction, the surveyors and stuff. Mm-hmm. So she saw what he was like.
Up close, front row seat.
Yes. And she says, this is really him. He got worse and worse and worse. And when his mother died or father died or something, mm-hmm. something started happening. And his business started going bad with the casinos and something started happening to him. Mm. And he never looked backwards. Hmm. And she was asked on CNN, would you ever vote for Trump? Because you know him very, very well from mm-hmm. many of those years as a confidant. Here's how she responded.
You support Hillary Clinton?
I absolutely support her.
And you do not support Donald Trump, but you say it's not just because he's sexist.
Oh, no.
It's for other reasons, that because of what you know about him. What are those?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, everyone knows he has no experience. And I mean, the idea that he would be president is just ridiculous. I have other developers I work for with just as smarter than he was, and I wouldn't vote for them for president either. I mean, you need to have some experience. You need to have some knowledge of government. The way he shows himself, he doesn't even seem to know basic civics. But the worst thing about Trump and the reason not to vote for him for president is his temperament. He flies off the handle. He attacks viciously. I mean, you know, it's like shooting someone and having a nuclear bomb come back at you. He's vindictive. And he's dishonest. He always was dishonest. All the time I worked for him, we never knew when he was telling the truth and when he wasn't. And I don't think that that's what we need in a president.
Barbara Rez, we appreciate getting your personal story.
That's pretty scary to me.
Yeah, and you can see that his temperament is a huge problem. I mean, mine
publicly,
is.
Publicly, can you imagine what it's like in private?
Yeah, I would never run for president for that reason alone. And I admit it. Why can't he just admit it?
Because his ego is dangerously overinflated.
You know, temperament and ego kind of go hand in hand.
Yeah.
Because you get you're assaulted. Sure, your ego was assaulted. Then you fly off. See, in my experience, then you fly off the handle. So they're married to each other.
They are married to each other. And so is the sexist way of life, because mm-hmm. it's not just Donald. It's other people in power, whether it be in business or in politics. If you have this gigantic head of power, you do exactly what Donald said in that video, not video, but
the recording audio.
Yeah, mm-hmm. where he said, I can have anything I want and do anything I want.
Yeah.
And that's that.
He's so proud of his disgustingness.
Those words are exactly where it's at.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Anyway, enough about him.
Well, you know what we talked about before I forget a long time ago, which you already forgot, I'm sure, but I haven't been here in
a
while.
Who are you?
I'm feeling better.
I'm sick last week.
Yeah.
What happened?
You know, it hangs on. When you get these things, you kind of think you're better, and then you go out, or I didn't go out. I haven't left the house in 7 days. The world is still here. I'm so happy to mm-hmm. see. But I was hunkered down. But you just think, I was out doing yard work still. You know, I'm still trying to, you know, do something. And you start to get sick again. Oh, you got to relax. You must relax.
It takes time. I don't know what you had.
I don't either, but it was body aches and chills and fever. A little bit of nausea and a little bit of diarrhea.
The flu.
Except I was not sneezing. My nose wasn't congested and I wasn't coughing. Mm. So it's
some
weird thing.
Yeah, and those things, it's not like 2 to 3 days and you wake up and go, oh, I feel wonderful again. That's like,
I'm dragging. Time. Yeah. But
you're probably not even going to be well for another week at least.
Yeah, I need to hydrate more. I'm not hydrating.
Does that mean drink more water?
It does.
Why don't you just say that?
Why don't people just say that? I know. Hydrate. I think they're so important, like Donald Trump with their words.
Think about that.
Did you?
It sounds like doctors are going to come in and start pumping stuff into you.
The IV.
I must be hydrated.
Oh, my God. I know. I got to stop talking funny. Remember you talked about your Allied Bank?
Yes, I did.
Well, I went and looked it up.
It's not my bank, but yeah. I never did.
Oh, you said you won't deal with the bank because it's fictional. No, not fictional. It's virtual.
It's virtual. I can't touch them.
You know where it comes from?
No.
Pakistan.
Get out.
I swear it. I looked this up. So you should be wary.
And what do you mean it comes from Pakistan?
It's based in Pakistan.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
I don't trust that.
You, no kidding. And you know where my bank came from? The one that I said was three letters and I couldn't think of what it was, the Orange Lion. Yeah, I was right. It was an Orange Lion. It's ING, Inc.
Yes.
So that is where I got the $25 free. That's based in the Netherlands. And let me just say, there's no rules there.
Right.
You can smoke pot there. You can, I think, kill people. I don't even know.
I think they probably draw the line somewhere.
Maybe. But you know, anyway, so there's those two banks that are virtual-ish. That's where they're from.
ING's pretty big.
They gave me $25 years ago.
Well, I don't mean that. Just,
that was a big deal to me.
I mean, ING is quite solidified in the financial market.
But it took time.
Market.
Maybe your allied, or not your allied, but allied will?
No.
Pakistani?
No. I'm afraid not. I'm sorry. Perhaps I'm being a little bit, what do you call it, bigoted?
Yeah, don't act like Trumpy.
But no.
Okay.
I can't help it. I won't do it. If I can't touch it, I don't want,
And your money might be funding ISIS people, if it's over
it
there.
Could be.
There's all kinds of groups and factions. What do they call them, factions?
Yes.
Yeah, which is like fractions, but without the R.
Yes. Well, a fraction of a faction would be like some of them.
What's a function?
Right, a function.
I mean, a function. What did I just say?
I don't know. You're sick, and I have no excuse. that scares me. No, if I can't go in and speak to somebody, I get scared about that because it's my money that I'm sending
them.
Don't
put money in that bank.
I can't. And that's the one thing I need, a brick and mortar.
Right. So no Allied and maybe no Ing. But definitely no Allied. You don't want Allied.
No. People. No. Ing.
Ing is, yeah.
No talking, no eating.
I can do that.
All right. Yeah, fine.
I promote something on the Tory show that you and I were going to talk about, so we have to at least give it 30 seconds.
Sure.
When do you brush your teeth in the morning?
Oh, my God.
Before you eat or after you eat?
After I eat.
After you eat. Mm-hmm.
Well, it depends. If I get up right away, I get up early and I'm usually hungry, then I'll brush after I eat because that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm not going to eat right away, I will brush first. If I know I'm not going to eat for a little while.
What's the preferred way, do you think?
I don't know. I lost my license for dentistry quite some time ago.
I think when you eat, you sort of get rid of all the plaque in the morning breath anyway.
I think you're supposed to brush after meals, I do believe.
Yeah, but what if you ate something really flaky? But then maybe you should anyway, because you should be flossing and getting rid of all the stuff in your mouth, like bran.
I understand.
If you ate like bran.
Well, you should brush after you.
Okay, so it's after. Wake up in the morning, eat, and then brush your teeth.
I would think so.
Don't wake up in the morning and brush your teeth, unless you're like on a date. That lasted all night.
Don't brush on the date.
No, but I mean, if it lasted all night and in the morning, like that movie Bridesmaids, when she gets up in the morning and starts brushing her teeth and getting on, then sneaking back in bed.
Because you might, of course, because you might have a little nook going on. You got to smell good for the people. No, you're talking about when you're alone.
Oh.
Like, what are your habits?
Yeah, I'm always alone, so it doesn't matter.
If you were lying in bed with somebody, you'd be brushing continually. You know, it's excuse me.
You had to lean, have mints under the pillow.
I would brush every time I went to the bathroom. Every time I peed, I would brush my teeth. It has no connection, but still.
A little mouthwash, like a nip
bottle? Oh, absolutely. I prefer the mouthwash to the brushing, actually. I knew somebody that brushed after every single meal. She carried a toothbrush and everything.
They have these little portable ones.
Yeah. I think that's a little much. I mean, if you have to do that,
and everything, you just add water and.
That's crazy.
Why?
Because I don't believe that really does anything if you do it too much. I think you're going to wear your enamel.
So you do have a little dentistry experience.
You know,
a little DDS or DMD.
A little dentistry.
What's
school.
The difference anyway? DDS and DMD. I'm like, who should I be looking for in a dentist? What these initials mean? Which is better?
They have both of them, don't they?
They have both.
Yeah.
I know. I don't want PhD. But I don't. No, I know. I need a DMD or a DDS.
Yeah, a damn DMD or a
doctor of dentistry school or.
I don't know what it means.
Doctor of dentist medical. Dentist.
I mean, the ability to Google is there, but I'm not really.
And thankfully, it is always at my fingertips, except for right now.
When I watch television, I find that I Google the most. If I see an actor on television and I don't know exactly who they are,
right.
I'll find out the name and then I'll see what they're doing. Oh yeah, I know.
Yeah,
who they are.
I recognize.
And I'll
them,
do it sometimes to see if they're still alive. I still do that.
Oh, yeah, because I couldn't believe who was still alive. James Hong.
I'm sorry. Is he well?
He was born in 1929, everybody.
Right.
You know what? I watched an episode of Starsky and Hutch last night, and he was in that, and he did a lot of character parts. He's the Asian dude, James Hong. He's 1929. You know, he's always in these movies. Anyway,
there were a few Asian dudes.
Yeah, but he's like James Hong.
In the older
started in the 70s or 60s, and he went, you know, I don't know what he does so much now, but
what
I'm
show
like,
is he on, pretty much?
I don't know now. I can't remember my IMDb.
I'm assuming IMDb. Hawaii Five-0.
Oh, yeah, no. I would think. He might have been a villain on an episode. He could have been a villain.
You know, very bigoted.
Yeah, we get Hawaii because it's so close to Asia.
Figure, you know, you got to hire those guys.
You do. They need work. I like the guy in Hangover. I forget his name, but the guy that jumps out of the trunk and he has no penis. He's hilarious.
Okay.
Or it's like tiny. They probably photoshopped it. I mean, graphically CGI'd it to be almost nothing.
I don't remember this part. I really don't.
Really?
Yeah.
The little Asian dude, he was so angry?
No.
And he's in a sitcom.
Oh, Fresh Off the Boat or something?
I don't know. I don't watch sitcoms.
That's the only one I know with that.
Oh, maybe that's it then.
Yeah.
People are probably frantically going yelling into their computers, it's this.
I guess. Well, but, you know, they shouldn't care so much.
No, but no. I forgot where I was even going with that. Oh, people that are still... I looked up Diana Hyland last night, too, and I watched the Happy Days episode where she was Fonzie's girl.
Yeah.
And then she kind of... She was in Eight is Enough for 4 episodes. And then she had cancer and died. She was 41.
So sad. And when Patty Duke died, it was like, oh, no, that's not good.
Yeah, but everybody's doing it.
She's... Not everybody.
Eventually.
You know, one of the greatest shows, it was Leave It to Beaver and
Father Knows Best?
No, I didn't like that show. The Andy Griffith Show.
Oh, yeah, you said this before, and they're so wholesome. They, I don't get it.
That's why a lot of people don't like them because they are wholesome.
Well,
but
I guess I did as a child.
I like them because they are wholesome.
Now as an adult, I'm just turned off.
Oh, Tori, I need
shootings and sex, and I don't know what I need, but I can't watch that. They're just baking and going to work. That's life. Why am I watching life?
I can understand you wanting sex, but not shootings, first of all.
Well, you know what I mean. I need some kind of drama. These shows were just
Tori, there's so much drama in life itself.
There's so much drama in the LBG.
In the LBG community. I look so much for a shred of decency, and if I can immerse myself for half an hour into a world of when everything was just so...
Okay, I see that.
So, and I know it was fictitious and not real, but it did represent the morals of a society.
Morals. Fastest in the wrong syllable.
That's correct. Yeah. So I thought it was great. So, but when I watch Andy Griffith Show, which I love, everybody's dead except Ronnie Howard. And that bothers me.
You know what? And watching Happy Days last night, he was so young looking. I couldn't believe. I used to watch that show every week in high school.
Yeah.
But now you're right. He's aged.
Big time.
And Fonzie, I can't believe I'm watching Happy Days. Going, I hugged the Fonz.
You told me
Henry Winkler. So I'm watching it, going, I'm going to hug you someday, buddy. I'm going to hug you.
And you did.
And I did.
Yeah. That's
and his
pretty
hands
cool.
were soft as baby's hands. He let me touch his hands.
Oh, wow.
Like baby's bums.
Very nice of him.
Nice man.
He's doing commercials now for reverse mortgages.
Yeah, I don't know why I have to do that.
Because he's a senior now. And he's representing them. And
he's getting some bank for that. Good.
He's getting a bank for his buck.
Good.
But it's just amazing to me that everything has gotten so old.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I don't want to talk about it, actually.
No, we don't. No. Well, a lawyer friend of ours said he had a topic for us.
Okay.
Initials HR.
Mm-hmm.
He said we should bring up same-sex divorce. Because in 10 years, he said, the courts are going to catch up with it. Because right now, the man is, you know, always responsible, and the woman's not because he's the breadwinner.
True.
But same-sex, this is going to be an interesting quandary. Who they're going to decide, if it's both men or both women, aha, even more equal. So who's going to be...
Interesting.
Isn't it? I thought that was interesting.
It is. And I hope whatever comes out of those decisions actually filters into the male-female relationships.
Yes, that would make sense. Then they could have something to go on there and say, aha, you know, in Perkins versus Matthews or something, they could have something on paper.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
You know the Perkins?
Well, it would be Perkins, Perkins, and Matthews, Matthews at that point,
That's
wouldn't
true,
it?
That's true, wouldn't it? Yeah. and if they have children, they're both equal in responsibility.
And most gay and lesbian couples do have children.
They do.
I've noticed.
Yes.
On my Facebook, anyway, almost a lot of them do.
They do.
Yeah.
They want that experience.
Sure.
That's a very interesting thing. I just assume that they never divorce.
When you're
gay and you're married, you have to stay together.
Yeah, but who doesn't? Melissa Etheridge, Ellen...
True.
They had.
I wonder how they settled there. Well, they weren't married, were they?
I don't know if they were married.
I don't think they were.
But there have been cases so far of married couples, same-sex couples, have got divorced. So, but he said the courts need to catch up. He said it'll take about 10 years.
catch up in the sense there are too many of them, they can't see them all, or catch up as far as their...
equality things, like who is going to...
Yeah, I wonder if that's a state-by-state thing. Probably,
that's a good question.
Yeah, it probably is.
Yeah.
Huh.
Speaking of states, that brings me to government. Have you heard of this guy called Alex Jones? Of course. You have, right?
Of course.
InfoWars. Oh, my gosh. Everyone listening to the show probably knows who he is. Almost everybody.
Except me.
Well, you probably do, but you don't know. There's something trending right now.
You're trying to be kind right now, aren't you?
No, because there's something trending, and if you watch it, you'll be like, oh, okay, him, maybe. He said he is a conspiracy theorist with a huge, huge following.
Okay.
He is crazy-ish, but he really knows what he's doing. He's trying to make money, mm-hmm. and so he thinks of the craziest things he can say, and he doesn't really believe them. And so last time, that's what I know, but everyone else thinks, oh, he definitely does.
I see.
This is what he just said. Obama, and Obama had to talk about it, believe it or not, because it got this much attention. He said, Obama is a demon, and so is Hillary, and they smell like sulfur.
Come on.
So I just watched the clip of Obama having to stop his rally in the middle of it and say, you know, that reminds me of something. And he talked about, and he started smelling himself. Nope. And they're all laughing.
Really?
Yes.
That's
so
stupid.
He's getting presidential attention.
That's stupid.
Yeah.
And he does it, and you know that he does it on purpose, that he doesn't really believe what he's saying?
He has to. Come on.
Believe what he's saying?
He has to sit on the couch and go, oh yeah, I'll add sulfur to it. That'll be really hilarious.
I know so many people
right?
who are Trump supporters, by the way,
yeah.
who would probably say, that's probably true.
I know. Isn't that scary?
That's the scary part of everything.
You know what it is, though, Ron? And my son kind of bought into it. My son had mental illness.
Yeah.
So he's taking advantage to me. And I feel like emailing him, you're taking advantage of people with mental illness
right.
that listen to what you say. And you know it's not true, but you're trying to make money on your gimmick, like
Correct.
Howard Stern or someone. You're
Correct.
Trying to just drive people into this mindset of chemtrails and everything
Correct.
Else. And now my son's not around anymore. People like you are dangerous.
Yeah. They are. There's no question about
yeah.
it. It's irresponsible.
It is. And he knows his base. Half of them are crazy. At least 50% are clinically
Correct.
Something wrong.
Correct.
And he's just saying, yeah, he's a demon. And he smells like sulfur. Mm. They're like, uh-oh, someone could try to kill the president. Who knows how far they might take what Alex Jones says. InfoWars, I'm telling you, he's really popular.
I mean, it would make more sense if he said Trump was. Then I go, oh, okay, maybe
Then the
you're
normal
right.
people would believe in him. I know. I used to kid around with that. Like he was the Antichrist years ago. Because he was just something about him. It was really off.
I fear that after the election, no matter who wins, there's going to be some violence retribution.
Yeah. Yeah.
If Trump loses, the chances of it are more so.
Correct.
Because he will actually rebel rouse his crowd,
right.
and they will be pissed beyond pissed.
But if he wins, it's like celebration, turning over cars in Detroit or wherever.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Because that's how when we win sporting
yeah.
events, the people go crazy and start
yeah.
doing that.
Yeah.
They should do that when they lose, not win.
Well, on the other hand, if Trump wins, people like myself and people that have brains will... go after him every word he says, every move he makes, similar to, I guess, what they would do to Hillary if she were. So we're going to go down a path that's going to remain ugly, going to remain low, because Trump is going to continue to fight this low ball type of life, especially if he loses. He's not just going to say, all right, I'll just retire and enjoy my money.
Well, you know,
no.
if he loses,
he has
this
to repair
is,
his ego somehow.
This is what the Republicans will say if he loses. I've already figured this out, and it's right there. They want him to step down and let Mike Pence take over, and he's not. But if he did and he lost, if he stepped down and Mike Pence got defeated, he'd say, see, I could have won.
Correct.
But if he stays where he is and loses, they're going to say, see, he should have stepped down.
Yeah.
He can't win no matter what. When he goes down, they're going to blame, you know, Pence could have won, or could he?
There'll be a lot of blaming, but he'll basically blame the fact that everything is unfair. The media took him out.
Sure.
It wasn't him. It was a conspiracy against the Republicans. Actually, wouldn't support him, so that took him out.
Oh, the shackles are off now. Have you heard?
Yes.
He's going to get worse.
He's going to hurt somebody. He's going to hurt somebody. It's going to be bad, and I think it's going to remain bad after the election. My prediction is that he is going to start the Trump News Network.
Oh.
That's pretty well substantiated.
Okay, good.
And he is going to rival Fox News, and he is going to create on his television network a revolution in this country. And his
oh my
base,
God, Ron, you're so right.
Will,
I have a feeling.
His base will remain fired up. more than ever, with more anger, and they will take action. And he
they'll
will
stop
not
protesting
stop them.
The gun people and the
correct. Well, not so much the gun people, more so.
Who are his followers? They're the gun people.
Not entirely, no.
And then don't kill a baby people.
No, Republicans were always gun people with the NRA. That no, I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so. It'll just be the anger manifesting itself.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not over in November, no matter what happens, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
I just hope it's a landslide loss
really?
For him. Otherwise, he's going to start blaming everything
by
himself.
And we'll have recounts, too, forever.
Yeah, well, that's why it has to be.
Yeah, it'll off be. By it'll quite a be.
Bit. I know it'll be.
Yeah,
I know it'll be.
Which is good.
Be very interesting. But I can't imagine the man just standing there going, oh, okay,
oh,
whatever.
No.
It's not going to happen.
No.
It's not going to happen.
No.
There's going to be retribution, revenge, etc.
Hey, do gay men ever hug you?
Excuse me, please.
Do gay men ever hug you?
Just come out of left field?
Yep.
Did a gay man ever hug me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. I might have to have a moratorium on gay men hugging me. And only for one reason. I love the hugs. It has nothing to do with the hugs.
Yeah.
It's this cologne. Every time. Seriously. I smell like it for hours.
Okay.
I need to take showers. And I just had a shower. Why am I doing it again? I love these guys, but they all wear this crazy cologne, which is great. It's like you can tell it's expensive. But it's lingering on me after this long hug. And they like to long hug me. I love long hugs.
Do you?
But
I don't know when to stop
then I
them.
Smell like male cologne for hours, and I can you know my nose, you know this nose, and I smell everything anyway, so it's on me.
I
no names.
I do remember being hugged by a couple of people. One was a photographer,
mm-hmm.
Who was just very touchy, but it was just a goodbye hug thing.
Did you smell?
I don't remember that. I don't recall. I don't think they all do it. And this was a while ago. This was like. Decade ago.
Oh.
It hasn't happened recently.
Well, mine was a decade and recent. It's going on.
And it's still there,
it's
the
still
smell?
Different people, sure.
I'm going to have to be hugged by more gay people.
I think you should. Just to, this is an experiment.
That's all.
Just take a, just, you want to do a poll.
Excuse
but
me?
I can't not. I walked right into that one. But I'm bumped. I sat on that one.
That's what he said.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You know, it's interesting you bring up long hugs because I'm awkward at it.
Yeah.
And I don't know when to end it.
Oh, right.
And I don't know, am I supposed to end it? Did the other person end it? How long does this go?
I'll give you a hint. I don't end it. I'll just stay there.
That's just like it. It's over.
I have a hard time saying no, obviously.
Right.
So I just go with the hug.
Tori Lagarde, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, yeah. These are deep, dark secrets, people.
Yes.
So don't start
don't
hugging me if
no
you don't plan
listening.
On
don't
stopping, because you know what? I will probably, after 30 seconds, I may just disconnect. Don't take advantage of my not stopping hugs, because I'll have to stop at
some
point.
So you do after 30 seconds.
I would just, if it happens, I would. I don't know if that's happened.
Yeah.
I'm afraid now.
I don't know.
This is you know, intel right now.
I mean, what, do you start swaying a little bit? I mean, I just don't know what to do after a period of time.
Right, I'm trying to visualize it.
Well,
in my head.
Mean, you know, it's, right. say it goes more than 10 seconds. Like, do you say something? Or
do you turn music on?
Right. Do you start doing a little dancing?
Exactly.
I don't know where to go with it.
Is there whispering? Do voices get lower?
No, I just don't know when to end it. So if I were the first one to end the hug.
Yeah.
Then it's awkward because I don't know.
You're like, I don't really like you, so let me stop hugging you.
Your
message is being sent? I don't know.
I like to be hugged, and it's not that. It's just I don't know. It's good for 5-10 seconds, and then it's like, okay,
now
what,
it's
do
creepy.
I, what do I do
what's
now?
What's protocol? Yeah,
what's protocol? Let me Google while you're hugging.
Yes, hug etiquette. Hug etiquette.
Hug etiquette. That's a very good. It's an interesting question, actually.
Yeah, and don't smell if you're going to be hugging someone.
They don't know they're smelling. They don't
I know when I smell. I was working in the yard last week, and boy, I'm like, I'm ripe.
All right. Well, okay. Underarm stuff. Yeah.
Then don't hug someone with your underarm stink. What's wrong with you?
Well, that's different. That's different. But
I know people that could use showers.
If you're wearing cologne or perfume. You're wearing it because you think that everybody likes this stuff.
Yes, yes.
And it's interesting how cologne and perfume is a very personal type of taste.
Yep.
you're presupposing that it's going to be good,
mm-hmm.
but it's not.
No.
What I used to do, I think I told you this or I did it on a show, I would never buy cologne when I was younger, when I was going on
yep.
a date.
Mm-hmm.
I walk into department stores.
They'd spray you or you'd get your
yeah,
own.
Yeah, yeah. And I like the stuff in the magazines, only some of the color rubs off.
I rub it right on my skin. Yeah, I open it up and go,
yeah, but that's just the right amount. You know,
yeah.
it's not going to last forever.
No, and people think they get used to their smell, so they add more,
correct.
And then they're weakened
correct.
Smell. It's just that
I
you
know,
can't.
I know.
So don't bathe in it.
It's difficult.
I dated
difficult.
A guy once that had wore Brut. So then for years, every time
Brut.
I smelled Brut,
yeah.
I would think of this guy.
Yeah, I remember that.
Do you remember Brut?
I used to wear Polo a lot.
Polo's good.
Mm. Yeah.
You don't wear anything now.
Every once in a while, I will.
Okay. See, I like the every once in a while thing.
Yeah. I'm in a mood for it. Yeah.
I like a guy that every once in a while will wear something.
Yeah.
If he's adverse to it, I don't know. I guess I can live with that, but.
No, anything all the time is probably not good.
Then you're like you're a player. Where's your gold chain? If you're wearing something all the time, man, I'm a little suspicious of your motives.
Yeah. Well, that's a phase in life, I think.
And then, so are pinky rings.
Player.
And right,
yeah.
right around you got your ring.
Actually, not wearing.
You're not wearing your ring today, but you got a pinky ring. Those have bad connotations, you know. Sometimes
that's the only finger it'll fit on.
But only yeah, is it? But mostly Italian men, I think, when they wear the pinky
what
rings.
What does that mean?
I think they're a made man. I don't know. It's something bad. I think pinky
really?
Rings.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Maybe not for you. If you said it's the only finger it'll fit on,
it's the only one. I have fat finger. Look at my fat. They are. That's the only one that fits on.
But it's you don't carry it off like you're a Guido, you know, made guy. Like you're all important. You're
no,
just
I never
a humble
did.
Man.
No, I never did. I did my Guido days.
Did you do Guido?
Well, yeah. I mean, back in the 70s and 80s with the Bee Gees and the disco
you.
Stuff.
Right.
That was the mode of attitude for
yeah,
a guy.
Yeah, that's true. Everyone's John Travolta.
Yeah, it was. That was big stuff.
Big stuff.
That made a big social impact on everything.
Yeah.
All right. Fine. You're placating me. Yaron, okay. Good for you.
Yeah, well, we did the banks and the teeth brushing and the Alex Jones and the same-sex divorce and the gay men hugging.
She's got the list.
I do have I need a list. Hey, what about Knott's Berry Farm? I'd only wrote that down because it sounds so cool. I don't even know what it is. But I saw something on TV. It said Knott's Berry Farm. I said, I love the sound of that. What
it's
is
interesting.
It?
Interesting. It's a...
Is it a farm?
You know, I think it's an amusement park.
Okay.
Unless I'm wrong,
would
goats, make me
would it have
right.
goats and stuff? I mean, a farm? Farm's in the title.
The goats run the rides.
Do they?
I don't
okay.
know. No, I don't
Knott's
know.
Knott's Berry Farm. Doesn't it sound awesome? It sounds like I've heard it all my life. Like since I was a little kid, Knott's Berry Farm.
Yeah, it sounds like you should be sitting on a bench drinking cider, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And I don't
With
know.
With Wilfred Brimley. And people are probably yelling again at the computers going, it's this, and we
oh,
can't
yeah.
hear you.
Yeah. And we don't Google during the show because then
Once
we wouldn't
you did,
do the show.
But one time you Googled. I think you were just so, you had
yeah,
to know.
Yeah, and then I lost track. It doesn't work.
Yeah.
It doesn't work. We don't have tons of producers walking around with stuff on
and
boards.
And I wouldn't like that because I'd have things to say with them. I'd have a bone to pick with them. Like this morning, my ex-husband, I said to him, he said, good morning. I went, good morning.
Mm-hmm.
And then I said, don't let that good morning in the, you know, my optimistic good morning fool you. He goes, oh no, I won't. He goes, I learned.
Good for him.
You know, and I was putting it on a little strong, too. Mm-hmm. So that's how you know I'm overcompensating. Good morning. So be careful. And he said, yeah, it's like that guy that adopted a wolf that he thought was a puppy dog. So he was calling me a wolf a little bit. And I laughed. And it did happen in Arizona yesterday. It was on the news.
I saw that picture of the wolf.
You know, little guy, little wolf. Yeah. He had to turn it over to the wolf people.
Yeah.
Neo. But now he's with the wolf people having fun. Because you can't own a wolf legally in
no,
Arizona.
You can't. Well, it's not smart anyway.
No, it's getting into the neighbor's yard all the time and digging under the fence. And
there's certain things you can't domesticate, like people.
Yeah.
That's a problem.
You can't own people, like wolves.
Let's talk a little bit about the ballot questions.
Oh, yeah. All no, right. no, 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 no. That's what you vote. Yet. Nine, 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 nine.
No, 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 no.
That's what my dad said, and he's right. My dad knows about this stuff.
Well, let's run through them.
Okay.
Do you know what you're knowing?
I know one of them.
I know two of them.
Ooh.
There's three.
I hope we have three all together then, but I think we'd both know the same one.
It's going to be trouble.
It's going to be trouble.
Well, let's make believe we didn't have time to get Ooh. To the third.
Yeah, because we won't. I'll drag it out.
Let's start with marijuana. And then
that's on there?
And then we'll talk
about
it.
That's definitely not the one I know, though.
Oh, then I guess maybe we can do this together.
Awesome.
Cool.
I'm so excited now.
We'll start with mine because I'll forget it.
Because of the marijuana? Okay, I see what you did there.
Yeah. Should marijuana be legalized in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts?
Oh, sure. Next, yes. But my dad said no.
You said no.
Oh, my dad said no. What did my dad say no for? He must know something else. Maybe because who's going to be in charge of it?
See, there are, you know, every time you have something simple like should the marijuana be legalized, you do have to think a little bit beyond
it. Yeah.
Because then all of a sudden you'll have these marijuana distribution points where they can tuck things in,
right, into this question.
Yeah. And I don't know. I'm not sure about this.
My dad said no, then it's no.
And then I'm also concerned about, I know that people drink and drive.
Right.
And you won't be able
to
drive.
I've always thought about them smoking and driving.
Right.
Or vaping, yeah.
Drinking and driving is horrible, but so is marijuana.
Same penalty applies. Same penalty.
Same does.
But it's easier to do than drinking when you're driving. It's easier to just take a hit.
No question about it, because you can smoke in your car.
And people are.
Yeah. There's one good thing and one bad thing. The bad thing is that your reaction time does not exist at all.
Exactly.
If you see something happening, you will not be able to find that
until
pedal.
Until the next day.
Right.
Exactly.
Until they pry your foot off of the pedal later or where it should
be. And get you unwrapped around that tree.
The good thing is that you constantly think that there's a cop behind you.
Yeah.
And that's might keep people in check.
They drive. They're doing it now anyway. People are getting high when they're driving. It's been going on. It's still going to go on.
Sure.
I don't think that's a good enough reason to legalize or not legalize.
I know. It's just...
It's another factor.
It's difficult to add on to something that's already dangerous,
mm-hmm.
but then you're discriminating. I guess we're discriminating against pot, like it's a person or something, because we don't discriminate. You can't drink and drive, but people do.
Yeah.
It's like you're not supposed to text and drive. I think texting is worse than any of these,
these
things.
Because it's not an illegal substance. They're like, oh, they can't prove I was doing it.
Yeah. And
there's no blood test.
The percentage of accidents with texting, they found when they checked the phone to see what, they were texting. Yeah. It's very, very scary.
You're going to learn the hard way, people. I'm telling you.
No, I'm going to learn the hard way because I'm the
victim
on the road.
Stop it.
Yeah. Thank you. Tori, thank you for saying
that. Stop it again.
Okay.
You're welcome.
So, marijuana, you say yes.
Well, I don't know. I have to say no.
I'm saying no.
I'm going to say no because my dad said no on all the questions.
No.
And my dad has researched this.
I mean, I smoked the marijuana.
All right.
Not these days, but I did.
When you go to the Walmart and use the Facebook.
And return the merchandise. You're right.
Don't ever return at Walmart because you're going to stand there.
No kidding.
Forever. That's why they do it.
You have to do it when they open. You have to do it exactly when they open, like at 7 a.m. when nobody
else
is in. Yeah.
Go there to get toothpaste, something you're not going to return.
Seriously.
Don't get something you might return
there. Absolutely right.
Idiots.
And sometimes they have the nerve to say, is there something wrong with it? And they feel like saying, is there something wrong with you? What are you talking about?
It's
Walmart.
Make something up. I know.
What do you care? What do you care?
I get the heebie-jeebies thinking about even going in there. Because then I'm one of the people.
Yeah.
I'm one of the people of Walmart.
Yeah.
I can't do it.
I don't know.
Wear dark glasses if you go in.
Yeah. Well, you have to meld in and wear your pajama pants with everybody else.
I have mine on today. So I'll be good.
I might
go there after.
Go shopping, babe. It's okay.
No one can see my pants on the ECAT, so nah.
No, they can't.
Right. So I dressed down today.
That's one of the questions.
Okay.
Second question, why is this night different than... No, that's the Jewish thing. second question?
I don't know. The charter schools is the one I know.
Chowder schools.
Chowder schools.
I love chowder, by the way.
It has gluten in it. I'm sorry. These are gluten schools. School of gluten. Mountains of gluten and
which
schools of gluten.
Which is bad for the public schools.
Yeah, so do I want money?
Mm-hmm.
There's a cap on how much they can give.
Yep.
Do we want to release the cap and let it go wild into the universe? Answer is no.
Right.
Vote no on that school question, which I think is question two.
It is question two.
So vote no. And I have a cousin who's a teacher and she's voting no. And, you know, she's in it, in it to win it. So, I mean, she must know. It's got to be bad. And my dad said no. And my dad, I go with what my dad said. And when it comes to politics, I must defer to my father. No one to.
Well, he was in politics. He was a mayor.
Yeah, he was at the top.
Yeah. No.
No.
Another no.
So what's the third question?
Oh, my God.
See, we knew the same one.
Ugh. No, you knew two.
I know. I only knew the school. Oh, I mean, number two I knew.
Oh, I thought you knew two of them.
Oh, no. I mean, I only know. No, you knew two. And I knew.
Oh, I knew one.
You knew one?
I thought you
I can't
said,
wait to play this back.
I thought you said you knew two, and I said...
No, I knew one.
Oh, I knew two.
Yeah.
I knew two, and those were the two I knew.
Yeah. Pot and schools.
Pot and schools.
Keep pots out of schools.
I'm for it.
Pots are pants. We want them out of schools.
Here's something that's not on the ballot that I think should be.
Ah.
I don't think cell phones should be allowed in schools by students. I don't think you should be able to use a cell phone while you're in school.
Yeah, it's way too distracting.
They do use it to look up information, et cetera.
Right.
And I don't
But they're
think
still
that's
learning
right.
the information. However you're learning it, they're learning it, right?
I know that. I know that.
I hate
but
to be a...
The problem is that the phone does more than that.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of stuff you can do on the
phone.
Well,
now that there's been shootings in schools for the last how many years, people say, well, it's a good thing to have because you can, if there's an emergency, I can report it on my phone. You know, I get that.
Well,
but
you
how
know
many
what?
Emergencies like that are there going to really be?
By the time, even if you call somebody, call 911, by the time they show up, it's pretty much over.
Yeah, and stop letting these people in, man. How are they getting in?
Well, what they got to do is shoot their way in, really.
I don't like that.
Yeah. I think that's what happened at that Shady Brook Farm thing, the one in
Sandy Hook.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. Knoxbury Farm.
Right. I think they shot their way in, so that doesn't really matter.
I know.
I mean, you just got, you know, a 50-year-old lady.
Oh, that never happened, by the way, according to Alex Jones. Sandy Hook never happened. It was
the
all
whole thing
actors.
Never happened.
It was actors.
Wow.
Yeah. There's no way he believes what he's saying. There's no way. But he has these crazy people believing him. And then it just sort of puts gasoline on his fire.
How do you know he's not that crazy? How do you know he's not crazy?
How does he get a show and have that many followers? I think he's crazy like a fox.
Show where?
He's got a whole internet or radio or something. InfoWars, I told you. InfoWars.com. Don't
right.
go there because you'll be crazy
you,
too.
But you're sitting across from a person that can tell you anybody can do that.
I know.
And you know, you but don't
have to be.
But manipulated
to the point like Donald Trump.
See,
where
if you had advertisers on your show, then you wouldn't be doing that show, et cetera. So, no.
He's got bumper stickers. There was one on Steven Tyler's mailbox. I had to peel off Steven Tyler's mailbox. You're welcome, because some InfoWars crazy person put it on his mailbox.
Does he live next to you?
Last summer. No, he lives in Marshfield.
Oh, that's right.
But I was driving by and was stopped to get pictures, and there was a stupid InfoWars sticker on his mailbox.
Yeah.
I peeled it off carefully and threw it away where it belongs. But see, there are ding-a-lings, and they're going to put them everywhere. And he has bumper stickers. He has the point where he has bumper stickers and a follower. He has merchandise.
Really?
Hats, everything. Yeah, this guy's big and he's bad news, man, for crazy people. Because they're latched right onto him. And I think he's a dangerous person, more than Trump even.
If Trump can sue the New York Times for parading people around who said that they were sexually molested by him, and he can sue them for defamation of character... Why can't all these people that this schmuck is talking about, conspiracy-wise, why can't he be sued for defamation of character?
Because crazy people won't sue him because they believe him. Why would they attack him and he's the guy that they listen to?
Well, why wouldn't Obama, for him putting out false information
but
without
any... But him being a
any...
demon, it would be silly. Because of course he's not a demon. Why would Obama have to go to court and say, he can't keep saying I'm a demon? It's free speech. It really is.
Not if you're attempting to ruin somebody's reputation or job or profession.
Yeah, but they're so off the wall. A demon that smells like sulfur? There's no way. I mean, if he were to say Obama did something that could have possibly happened or be, like he's not an American, he was born in Kenya. See how that caught fire?
Yeah.
But to say you're a demon, come on now.
Well, if you're religious, you could buy that stuff.
And the crazy people do, unfortunately. Yeah, like my son bought into all that Alex Jones stuff.
I don't think you have to be crazy, Tori. I know a lot of people that are
very rational. I think they're really secretly crazy then.
No, yes. I agree with that, but they seem to be totally rational.
They seem to pull it off, right.
And also they seem to be, and these are not necessarily crazy people in that sense, or use that term, but these are people that are uneducated, who believe everything that they hear.
Right.
Okay. Everything that they hear. If someone, like Donald Trump, some people are saying, and that becomes fact, that's just gullible. That's just gullible, not smart people who can't process.
But on the other side of that, I know these gullible people that are not educated that are totally behind Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
So you could say it in either way. So...
It's just it's an amazing war of ridiculousness. It was funny during the last debate where Trump has called tons of people horrible things and names and just like the list goes on like 50,000.
But that's
deep.
What secretly we want to do ourselves. Yeah. We want to call be able to call people names. Correct. So there, yeah.
And then Hillary once during the entire campaign
said deplorable, a basket of deplorables, that's it. and only half of them are, not all of them.
Yeah, let's be fair. And Trump is just this is what he's going on, that she actually said this thing. And I wish Hillary would say, like, excuse me, I said one thing for which I apologize.
Yeah, she did mention that.
And you do it like every day.
Of course.
So like are you serious? Do you really want to go there?
Yeah.
She needs some more balls.
I wish that fly wasn't flying around though, that debate. Did you see the fly kept landing on her?
No.
You're kidding me.
You saw that?
It happened at least twice.
You got good eyes.
No, it's all over. Everyone saw it because it's all over the internet.
Really?
But I kind of think, I wonder if it's a, could have been a, you know what I'm saying, those graphics that they CGI'd a fly?
Oh,
how can it be on her face and she not know?
That must have been a CGI thing because I didn't see that on TV.
But then that's a conspiracy if it is.
There was
like his mic.
During the first debate, there were close-up pictures of Hillary's earlobe showing a device in it saying that she was fed the answers off stage. I know. And I actually spoke to people who brought that up to me and said, that's how crooked she really is, Ron.
Oh, my God.
And I said, don't believe everything you read. And these are sane people. They're not.
Yeah, yeah,
they're
right.
They just hate her so much that they something, they pounce. And I feel the same way about Trump. Yeah, I pounce on things when he does something stupid.
But there's so much there. Like Hillary said, if it were just this one thing about on the bus, maybe you could forgive it.
Yeah.
But there's much more.
No, it justifies it, and more is coming out.
It's like Bill Cosby. If it was just one lady, people would go, well, but you know, then it got to like 20 something.
Yeah,
and you go,
maybe
smoke,
that's
fire.
True now. Yeah. So then they did the fact check, and they had fat Chuck. I'm fat shaming Chuck.
Don't do that.
And they did have actual close ups from the debate, and they looked at, there's nothing there. She had an earring, and then there was a little shadow of the little, I mean, it was such a close up. It was just that little piece that sticks up, and
they're grasping at straws. Really?
It's just interesting that was a conspiracy thing that came through, and that so many people bought into that. As soon as they heard it, they said, fact. They got her.
Yeah, they did.
It's amazing.
But his microphone, he's still doing the breathing. As soon as the debate started here.
Yeah.
You know what it is? He's breathing through his nasal passages, which are narrow, and he should be breathing through his mouth, which when he did that, it was fine.
Yes.
I don't think it's drugs. I don't think it's this cocaine thing that people are like Carrie Fisher and people are saying. I don't think it's that. It's just he needs to stop breathing, inhaling through his nose. He's a mouth breather.
I mean,
a knuckle dragon mouth breather.
He's running around all day. Hillary gets a little congested. He might get a little congested. It's fine. It's not a big deal.
Yeah.
But it does remind me of a charging bull with steam coming out of their nose.
Yeah.
It doesn't help his picture much.
Yeah. He's got a lot of problems.
All right. We all have a lot of problems, believe me. I think we're out of time. And we have to do a television show.
Right on. And we're not doing it with George because George is not.
He's recuperating.
He's recuperating.
From something, yes.
He's in a coup.
Right.
It's going to be a coup. So we're having Billy do it. I mean, Bobby.
Whatever.
Billy Bob.
What? Billy Bob. Right. So anyway, so if you want to watch the television version of what we do the television thing once a week for half an hour. It's really not much of your time to do this. And you can go, we have our own YouTube channel.
Yeah, that no one's found, and I even put it on Facebook, and nobody's looking at it.
It takes
time,
We have one subscriber,
and that's me.
In 20 years, it'll be big.
Okay.
I should subscribe to it, too,
Just look
I
up Tori and Ron Show
on
YouTube.
But those aren't the new ones. Those are the
There's
older,
some newer ones, actually.
Yeah.
Where there's a variety. It goes back
Might
2 years.
Might be a while before those are refreshed, perhaps.
Right.
So where do we go to see them right now, Tori?
EastonCat.org.
Easton and then cat, like the cat thing?
Correct, C-A-T
.org. Okay.
And then go under watch on the little bar and drop it down.
At that point, yeah.
And then you'll see the Ron Van Dam radio show.
Yeah, with Tori.
Sure.
Sure, why not?
Why not?
Okay, we're done.
We're done. It's a perfect ending.
Get out of here.
Peace out, baby.
Bye-bye.